And now handballs to Adam Treloar. He straightens the body, kicks on his right foot, and threads the needle.
Treloar comes in and puts it straight through the middle for his second goal of the night.
Treloar, the kick starts left, comes back. He's got his third. And the ex-Magpie is the leading goal kicker on the ground.
We'll talk about the fact, welcome back to Sports Day, that Bruce Eva put himself in two of the three highlights for Adam Treloar's package there. But we should...
That first goal was the goal of the night as well.
We should talk about the amazing career that this man has had. Over three clubs, we know he started at GWS and then had a glittering career at Collingwood, where a lot of people forget, Beaver, he polled 21 Brownlow votes in his first year at Collingwood in 2016. And we know that what happened at the end of the Pies, and he continues to be a wonderful footballer at the Western Bulldogs. And this weekend, just after his 29th birthday, or a couple of months, he's going to play in his 200th AFL game. And he joins us live on Sports Day. Adam, welcome and congratulations on the achievement.
No, thank you for that introduction. Yeah, very kind of you to be saying that. Hopefully there's a... another 100 games in there somewhere, but very proud to have, you know, notched up the 200 games this week.
Adam, Richo here. Well done, mate, on 200 games. Not many players get to 200 games. It's a magnificent achievement, mate. You've been at three clubs. You've been up in Sydney, part of a new franchise, and then you've been to the biggest club in the land, and now you're out at the Western Bulldogs. They're all quite different places, aren't they, the three clubs that you've been to?
Yeah, they sure are, Richo. And thanks for the congratulations. Appreciate it, mate. As I said earlier today in a press conference that I did, it's been a very unique experience for me, and I guess one that I'll probably reflect on once my career's done, as most people say. But once this week is obviously done, kind of move on to the following week. But being able to think about my career in the last couple of days is pretty crazy to think that, I was a foundation player and... very proud Giants player when I was there, and was fortunate enough to be a part of, the foundations that were laid in establishing the footy club. And, that footy club ended up having, a long sustained period of success. And, they're still in a window where there is opportunity there for success. And, there's still guys there that I was lucky enough to play with in Steve Coniglio and Toby Green and Phil Davis, Callum Ward, guys that have had, a significant impact on my journey so far, especially early on. And then obviously probably the main one that I touched on was Leon Cameron, who had a massive impact in my career, probably being the most influential player, in my career to date. And he was the one who really instilled that confidence in me and, helped me, I guess, develop young when we kind of had to, because there was no real senior players to lean on, after those first... wave of senior players in Luke Power, Chad Corns, James McDonald, Dean Brogan, who retired pretty quickly. We were kind of thrown into the deep end and had to develop and fast track our development. So Leon was massive for me in that regard, and I cherished my time there and was able to then take a trade back home to Melbourne, and then I guess go the polar opposite where you play for one of the biggest clubs in the land. And I've touched on my love and my appreciation for being at that footy club, and the people that I met there, the fans, just the enormity of the footy club and being able to represent Collingwood week in, week out is something that, again, you probably don't really reflect on until your career's done. So when I do ultimately retire eventually, I will definitely look back on the times that I spent there and the crowds I played in front of, the games I played in. The 2018/19 season were two special seasons for us as a footy club and for me individually. And now move to... the Western Bulldogs footy club that's, tucked away in the West. I never thought I'd or imagined that I'd play, that I'd travel across the West Gate Bridge and play for the Western Bulldogs footy club ever in my footy career. And, now that I'm here in the position that I'm in, I'm grateful to be here. And, we had a wonderful year last year. Weren't able to win the grand final, which is unfortunate, but I feel like we're in a window where, hopefully in the next 3, 4, 5 years when I'm there, that we do get a chance to lift that cup and I can retire a premiership player. But I'm extremely grateful to have met the people here that I've already met, and the impact that a lot of people have had in my career, especially Bevo and obviously Josh Dunkley is another one who's massive for me, is something that I'll definitely cherish. So I'm loving my time there, and I'm grateful to play my 200 game wearing a Bulldogs jersey.
Now, when you might do a little bit of reflection this week, you just said you'll do a lot of that when you finish. Is there one moment that just comes straight to your mind when I say 200 games? Is there one moment in a game or a big part of it that you remember just straight away when I ask you that?
Yeah, there actually is a couple. The first thing I thought of was my first win as a Giant, in the AFL, but as a Giant. That's something that will always stand out to me. No matter what, I'm always going to be a part of a team that won their first game in the history of the footy club. So something that I think about. I think, the crowd for the 2018 preliminary final where we played Richmond as a Collingwood player, and that was, I think, 100,000 people there. That's something that I'll always cherish. And then being able to play in two grand finals, again, as a Collingwood player and as a Western Bulldogs player, they're probably the moments that have really stood out to me. But I reckon if you were to ask me that question next week, Richo, my answer would be being able to run out with my daughter this week.
Yeah, that's awesome.
For my 200th game. I haven't. She hasn't been on a footy field with me in my career so far. So for her to, be there for me, it's going to be extremely exciting.
Adam, you've touched on the two grand finals and you've been one of your side's best in both of them. So aside from the obvious, how satisfied are you with your career to date?
Geez, it's a tough question. I think, anyone who knows me would probably say he's not satisfied at all, which I'm very proud to have firstly gotten drafted and then ultimately, had a 10-year career and still going strongly. I think that's something that I'm extremely proud about. But in terms of satisfaction, if you were to ask me 10 years ago, where would I be now? I think you'd want to say there's a premiership here and there. And, they've probably been the main... that's definitely what motivates you and gets you going. I think when you're young and you're early on in your career, it's about establishing yourself and how you can individually get the best out of yourself. But as you get older, the main motivation in my career and the only motivation is to win and win premierships. So I think to answer the question, I would probably say I'm a little bit unsatisfied because I just want to win and I just want to taste that premiership success. But I'm extremely proud nonetheless. I'm extremely proud to be in the position that I am in. And again, I feel like we're in a really good window to hopefully taste that success.
As you should be. You should be very proud indeed. Was last Friday night easier than round one last year in terms of, with the mists of time as it gets further away from the departure from the Pies?
Yeah, well and truly. Well and truly. I had that question asked to me today by one of my teammates. And to be totally honest with you, it just felt like another opposition, another game. And, I'm not going to lie to myself. Last year was well and truly different. It was, a build up over the summer. And, there was a lot of anxiety going into that game. And I think you can kind of tell with how I played, that I played with, just like I had the weight of the world on my shoulders. It was a very tense time. And once that week was done, it was probably, for me individually, just move on, and that's when I really built into the season. So fast track, obviously 12 months later, it's was totally different to me. It was I kind of enjoyed it a lot more because there's so many guys that I played with, and Jeremy Howe, for instance, is one of my closest and best friends, and it was only two or three days prior to that where I was he was at my place and we're having a basketball competition, and it was cool running out against him, and there was a nice photo taken of us that will go straight to the pool room for when I'm retired. So I guess as the time goes on, it's definitely gotten easier. But in saying that, I still watch the boys and I still watch them from afar, and when obviously I'm not playing, I'm barracking for them and I'm wanting them to do well, and it's nice to see them have some really good wins this year as well for them.
Adam, do you still find yourself barracking for the Giants? And a lot of the guys that are your age, senior players you grew up with, what have you made of the last week or so? Has Leon Cameron been made a scapegoat, or is it time to move on, do you think?
No, I definitely, as time goes by, I don't really know many of the players personally, so you kind of don't attach yourself there. But I support the guys that I played with and guys like I mentioned before. But I think, for the period that Leon had there was incredible. I feel like the success that he had, now I don't know what the stat is, but I know that they've won a final, I think, every year in the past 5 or 6 years, which is an incredible achievement. And, they're still growing the game out there. And it was a challenging time being there at the time, trying to grow the game of footy out west and trying to build a fan base and establish a fan base. So you know, for Leon to, you know, get them into position where they've, you know, played in the grand final, been in multiple final series, played preliminary finals, I feel like it's been, you know, a great period, or a great era, really, for the footy club, and one that where they look back on and, again, will be, you know, in 100 years' time, that would have been the foundation that was laid to set up that footy club to have sustained success. So I haven't really followed it too closely with in terms of being a scapegoat or, you know, whatever it may be. I kind of just watch from afar and support from afar. And I sent Leon a message because, as I touched on before, he's probably had the greatest impact on my footy career in the AFL to date. So I would have been nice for them to win because it would have been a nice way to go out. But love for Leon to find his way back to the Bulldogs. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it would be. And I'm sure he's not lost to us in this game yet. Adam, I'm sure you're going to get a lot of messages. And let's hope that, unlike the Giants and Leon, that the Dogs can win for your 200th. Good luck against the Gold Coast Suns. It looms as a really interesting contest. And enjoy bringing your daughter out onto the ground for the first time. Thanks for coming on.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.